I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The arrest today in Serbia of indicted war criminal Ratko Mladic has been lauded in many parts of the world, especially in the Netherlands. It was Dutch troops working as UN peacekeepers who were supposed to ensure that the Bosnian town of Srebrenica remained a safe haven. That was in 1995. Ratko Mladic was believed to have given the order to murder 8,000 Muslim men and boys there. In the aftermath, the Dutch were faulted for failing to prevent the massacre. Thijs Bouknecht is a reporter for the Radio Netherlands Worldwide. I know that you were reporting pretty much all day about this story of Ratko Mladic's arrest. What does the arrest itself mean to the Dutch people?
It means a lot to the Dutch people. It's a good day for international justice and also for the Netherlands.
Does this incident itself still loom large? What's the kind of the collective memory of this period?
I think it's more or less, it's a feeling about shame, actually, in the Netherlands. And, of course, we remember the Holocaust. So this was quite equal to it. And because the Dutch troops weren't able to prevent this massacre, of course, it's a big shame for a lot of people here.
Remind us what happened, that the troops who were there as peacekeepers could not keep Srebrenica safe from Ratko Mladic and his forces.
When Mladic and his troops arrived, basically, they outnumbered the peacekeepers, and the peacekeepers weren't given a full mandate to really protect those people. For instance, they couldn't shoot, they couldn't use their weapons, and they weren't supported by air support, which they requested for. So basically, they were overrun by Mladic's troops.
Did you yourself talk today to some of those peacekeepers?
Yes. Actually, my neighbor was fighting in that time, and he suffers from post-traumatic stress syndrome because he heard the women scream when they were raped. He heard all the voices of people screaming for help, and he saw people being massacred without the mandate of actually preventing those crimes. So peacekeepers who were there at the time really suffered from what had happened because they were not allowed to intervene, basically. So there's a lot of post-traumatic stress syndrome among those boys and girls who were actually in Srebrenica in 1995.
So for your neighbor, how is he doing now? Have you spoken with him today?
He's doing really bad, actually. He's quite an alcoholic nowadays. He uses some drugs. He's on medicine. He has got psychiatric help. So he's not really doing well. He's having nightmares and having visions back to what happened in 1995 during the Srebrenica genocide. So no, he's not really doing well.
Thanks for talking to us. Thijs Bouknecht is a reporter for Radio Netherlands Worldwide. Thank you.
Thank you.